Sunday night or Lidalich Teves. Okay, we must be doing this a long time already, because this is the third time I'm saying this halacha. Maybe people actually remember it. So what do you do with the leftover shemen and the neros and the psilos of the neros Hanukkah? So there's two aspects to this din. In the Shulchan Aruch it says you have to burn them. So there's two aspects to this din. The Shulchan Aruch says that you only have to burn. Well, it's also banah. That's the point. I mean, the point one to understand the din is that it's hooked to the mitzvah, and you can't benefit from it. And remember that until pretty recently, they used to use oil for maybe cooking, and they used to use oil for burning, for light. So you say you can't use it. Nowadays, I don't think, maybe you can use it for cooking, or you'd say you can't use it for your Shabbos licht. That would be the equivalent. You'd say you can't use it for your Shabbos licht, which is the din, you cannot use it for your Shabbos licht. So in the din of Shulchan Aruch, what's hooked to the mitzvah was only the half hour, and anything past that would be okay. But then others hold that unless you make a special tanai, everything is hooked to the mitzvah. So on a practical level, we don't make the tanai, and everything that's left over in the nair, we'll call it, is hooked to the mitzvah. So, and you have to be sorefit, meaning you can't benefit from it. We'll see in a moment. Now, you don't actually have to be sorefit, meaning you have things that are mitzvasan b'sreifa and things that are mitzvasan b'kvura that need geniza. And the shaman, I mean, the most practical, you can't throw it away b'bizayon. You can't be matalit l'bizayon. So what are you going to do with it? You can't, like, throw it in the garbage. Maybe if you wrap, you know, the old double wrap trick, and you throw it in the garbage double wrap, I guess you can do that. So burning it might be the easiest solution, so that you're not matalit b'bizayon. But in terms of, you talk about things that are to'un sreifa and things that are to'un kavura, meaning geniza, so that's perfectly all right. There's no actually mitzvah sreifa. You could be kover it, meaning gonez it, as long as you're not matalit b'bizayon. It's just on a practical level, burning it might be the most practical thing to do. Okay.